WFXX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Well, it is time for a wild, wondrous Wednesday edition of Let's Talk, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, it's Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Yeah, this is our version of Center County's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
Although that's not what we're looking for, all right? Now, if you want to call in and try to sing.
You could use a little talent.
If you want to try to sing, okay. If you want to do a soliloquy, okay. Again, I'm still waiting for the tap dancing. Just put the phone down on the floor.
Let's do it.
And just do some tap dancing. I can't tap dance.
I've
never tried, but so if you want to try it, or if you just want to call in and offer your opinions on things.
Well, sure, that would be
fine. That's fine, too. All right. So we do have an open line program, and oh, my gosh, so many things to talk about here on a Wednesday morning. So, again, we can start right now, if you like, 814-954-7266. If you were listening yesterday, yours truly was about 10 minutes late getting to the studio because my unruly dog decided to fool the owner and go outside and then play keep away. As in, I'm not going back in the house. I'm going to run around the yard for a while. Like, no. Sure enough, the little sucker tried to do it again this morning. I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting my stuff together. He bolts for the door and gives me a look like, okay, let's go. I'm like, no, 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 no. All right, the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. No, I'm not doing that. So, like, sorry, pal, not happening. So, sorry, buddy. He may be listening at the house right now. Sorry, bud. Sorry, Domino. That's the way it goes. All right? You pulled a fast one on me yesterday. Don't do it again. Weather-wise, now, granted, it clouded over. I know at one point this morning the sun was out. I'm like, hey, this is another nice day. Now it's cloudy again, but nice and cool. Folks, enjoy it while we got it. It's the return of the heat dome. Oh, no. Although apparently, I mean, it's going to be hot apparently tomorrow and Friday primarily. West of us, think Midwest, Upper Midwest, Mississippi Valley, maybe Ohio Valley. It's going to get really hot again, like we had a few weeks ago. It's only supposed to last a couple of days. If you were listening on Monday, our friend Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, always joins us Monday. And Joe mentioned this. He said, you know, we think it's been really warm and hot this summer. It really hasn't for highs, but our overnight lows have not been low. Now, the last two nights they have been, and it's felt great.
How low can you go?
How low can you go in July? All right. So, unfortunately, that's about to end. So, hopefully, you've enjoyed the last couple of days.
I have.
I think one weather forecast, is it Friday night or...
You hush.
Friday night.
I don't like where you're going with this.
You're the hot weather guy. What are you talking about?
No, I'm the comfortable weather.
Either Friday night or Saturday night, I think the overnight low is supposed to be like 71. Now, around here, that's not a low. Now, if you go to places like Florida, that's the norm, okay? And some other, you know, like spots down south and so on. Not the norm for us. So our overnight lows have not been normal over the last number of weeks. The last two nights, well, the last two nights, actually, it's been in the, at least at my house, it's been in the 50s. So that's like, oh, this feels great going out in the morning. Ah, this is wonderful. Won't last. Apparently, though, maybe for a week. Now, maybe a week from now, it's going to kind of revert, and we're going to have cooler temperatures again. So Joe will join us, as he does every Monday, and so we'll get the full scoop there. Now, we've mentioned this a bunch of times, and not many of you have taken us up on this offer. And I don't understand why, because it's free. All right. We say, hey, if you have an event going on and you would like to let people know about it, call into the program here. We'll give you the floor for a couple of minutes and you can talk about your event. All right. An upcoming event. So we're serious about that. It could be a big event. Now, if you're doing your own garage sale, okay, we might give you a minute. Okay, that's a little small. We're thinking about something a little bit bigger, like my friends.
But if you got some good stuff at the
garage sale, So we got to make sure it's good stuff.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure what the definition of good stuff is, but all right. My friends in Rebersburg, yay, that's my sort of my neighborhood. They are having their annual townwide yard sale Friday and Saturday this week. All right. So they've been doing that for a number of years. So go on out to Rebersburg Friday and Saturday this week for the townwide yard sale. I've got to believe there are some other towns that do this.
Ain't no party like a Rebersburg party, kids.
Oh, you've been there?
Get down there and enjoy.
You've been there? Hey, the Amish party like it's 1699 or
got that right
or whatever that old line was. Hard to believe the Bellefonte Arts and Crafts Fair is next weekend. Next weekend. All right. So hey, there's that. Now this will make all right. How about the Grange Fair, folks? Pull out a calendar. The Grange Fair is just 3 weeks away.
No, dude, the Grange Fair isn't until August. Come on, man.
You see that calendar on the wall over there?
Yeah. Wait a second, what?
August starts next week.
What's happening? Where did the summer go?
Okay, now this will make my buddy happy.
Yeah.
High school football season.
Yeah.
Is just 4 weeks away.
That seems a little too soon.
August 22nd is the season opener, and yes, that does seem too soon, doesn't it?
I do love me some football, but that seems like it's coming a little too quickly.
Yeah. I mean, am I that old? Maybe I'm going senile or something. Football used to high school football used to start after the school year began.
Those were the days.
Not anymore. No. All right. Actually, the August 22nd is opening night. If you're going to the Grange Fair, that's the tail end of Grange Fair. All right, so depending on your favorite team, are they home, away, what, all that sort of stuff, watch out for that. Now, all right.
Well, the seasons have all changed around because when I was a kid, baseball season would go into October, and the team you were following would have a chance right into the end of September. There were, these pennant races and stuff, and now – by the time we get to mid-July, a couple of weeks ago, the baseball season has ended for all practical purposes. So things do change over the years.
Only for you.
Huh?
Only for you, pal.
Oh, I thought that was just the way it
now,
was.
Now, all right, free plug alert. High school football, we have this little thing called Center County Red Zone. I assume we're doing that again, yes?
I assume we are, too.
Well, okay. Are you ready? That's only 4 weeks away.
It's coming.
You ready to go? The NFL Hall of Fame game is next week.
Well, that's absurd.
Right. Training camps are starting, so yes, here comes football. Holy smokes.
Ta-da.
That's crazy stuff. All right, what else do we have here? Yes, if you saw, it's interesting what makes news.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this was news. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne passed away yesterday. He was 76 years old. And I'm like, what? Because he just had his, I guess you would call it, farewell concert.
Yep.
2.5 weeks ago, and did okay. All right, I didn't watch the concert or anything. It was in England, I believe. It was apparently a big fundraiser for charity and so on. They raised a lot of money. But he passed away yesterday. Now, if you aren't familiar, Ozzy Osbourne had health issues for the last 20 years. Parkinson's, I think some other things. I mean, he was not a well man. And so they arranged that farewell concert. Of course, Black Sabbath was his, old group. They kind of get together for this farewell concert, and then 2.5 weeks later, poof. Now, you're the music dude here on the show. I assume you're going to play some Ozzy.
Of course.
Today? All right. I figured you would. All right, very nice. All right. How about some news from the world of, oh, he'll like this one, news from the world of food.
Oh, I do like food news.
News from the world of food. First off, Coca-Cola. All right. How many of you like a Coke? Coke or Pepsi or something like that? They're indeed going to come out with a Coke made with cane sugar.
Yeah.
Instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Yep, let's do it.
Now, again, Donald Trump, not that long ago, came out, of course, shot off his mouth because he likes to do that. Hey, Coke, you should be using cane sugar,
That
other stuff. And now, the thing about this, I mean, I'm not a nutrition expert by any stretch. It'd be interesting. I mean, Penn State's got a bunch of them. Be interesting to get somebody on sometime soon. For a long time, I've heard or read that high fructose corn syrup is supposed to allegedly be bad for you. Okay, now it's a sweetener. But it's allegedly bad. Oh, we should watch out for high fructose corn syrup, you know, all that sort of stuff. Even though there are a lot of products out there that use that, you know, as a sweetener instead of, like, sugar. Now, high fructose corn syrup is, I don't know, sugary, I guess, but it's not quite the same. Coke makes soda, their Coke soda, with cane sugar, but not here. They do it in Mexico. They apparently do it in Europe. They maybe do it in some other places because, I'm not sure, for whatever reason, in those other countries, they're like, high fructose corn syrup. No, we don't want that. Nope, keep that away. We're not interested in that. So it's not like Coke is reinventing itself. They're already doing this to benefit, or not to benefit, but, well, yeah, for further sales in other countries. Now, again, here we go. The pushback goes back and forth. Apparently, the corn farmers are angry, all right, because they're like, wait a minute, Coke buys a lot of high, you know, or they create high fructose corn syrup, which is made from American corn. And allegedly, it's to the tune of $5 billion.
Seems like a lot.
That's a lot of money. All tied into high fructose corn syrup. It's like I had no, and this is just Coke, not these other food companies and whatever the heck they're doing. Apparently this is just Coca-Cola. Wow, I mean, I knew Coke makes a lot of soda, but yikes. And, you know, critics are saying, oh, thousands of jobs are going to be lost. I'm thinking, oh, come on, really? All right, because we're not making as much high fructose corn syrup. Again, I'm not a nutrition expert, none of that stuff. I've always read that that syrup is supposed to be bad for you. Not that sugar is good for you, all right? Don't make a misunderstanding here. Those sugary drinks are not supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, either in moderation is, well,
yes,
going to be okay.
Exactly.
But
yeah. I mean, I occasionally will have a can of soda. I don't have a can of soda every day. Because I realize, all right, calories and sugar and all that's not good. All right, so watch out. All right, get ready for your pure sugar Coca-Cola, like other countries and so on. All right, have you been to the store lately, and have you tried to buy meat or beef? Have you tried to buy beef lately? Have you noticed that the price of beef is getting a bit ridiculous? Let's see. I've got a story here from the Morning Brew newsletter. Apparently, there on average, like for everybody across the country, beef right now. Let's see. Actually, it says an uncooked beef steak is now up to $11.49 a pound. That is a record, like a record high. Ground beef, all right, hamburger. Have you bought any ground beef lately? For the entire country, the average price for ground beef is now $6.12 a pound. That is up 12%. And yes, that is like an all-time high. Now you're thinking, okay, what's going on here with the beef? And so Associated Press had a story on this recently. Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
U.S. cattle inventory is 8% less than it was in 2019. So, in other words, there are fewer steers, fewer cows, fewer cattle. Why is that? Well, out west, if you follow news and weather, they've had drought out there. And so that's where a lot of cattle ranchers are. And because of the drought, farmers or ranchers have had to, you know, shrink their herds, you know, to kind of make ends meet. Cattle prices are high right now, so it's expensive to get cattle. So in that case, a lot of ranchers are saying, hey, I need the money, so I'm going to sell more cattle so that I have a smaller herd. Well, that's less meat to sort of, you know, draw from. Investment costs, apparently borrowing costs, are going high. Hello, Federal Reserve, could you finally start lowering the interest rates again? Stop playing games down there in D.C. I'll agree with Donald Trump on this one. All right, interest rates should be lower than they are right now. What the heck is going on? All right, that one drives me. Anybody with any kind of debt, like variable rate debt, right, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, what the heck? Start lowering rates there, Mr. Powell. What's taking so long? We do get some cattle imports from other countries like Mexico, but unfortunately we've apparently suspended these. Okay, you ready for this one? Apparently down in Mexico they have a flesh-eating fly, the New World screwworm.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Ooh. So we don't want the New World screwworm coming up into our country, so we've suspended, apparently, beef imports with Mexico until they can find a way to get rid of the New World screwworm or something. We get a lot of beef from Brazil imported there. Well, here we go with the tariff stuff. All right, Donald Trump and his tariffs. Brazilian meat packers are trying to figure, okay, if they're going to nail us with tariffs, we're going to go in a different direction. So you put all that sort of stuff together, and we have much higher meat prices for a number of factors. I've got a quote here from the CEO of KC Cattle Company, which is a big meat provider. Prices for beef will continue to be tumultuous for the next 2 to 4 years. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so if you want to go out and get a steak, you want to make some hamburgers, apparently for the foreseeable future, you're just going to have to put up with the higher prices until things change. Drought, screw worms, and some other things. Yikes. All right, and finally, let's have some fun. We're going to play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead.
Turquoise.
This is, no, that's not right.
That's my guess.
No. This is from Travel and Leisure Magazine.
Malaysia.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, like, I'm going to ask you about a U.S. state.
Oh.
All right, so.
Vancouver!
Folks, look what I have to deal with. This is terrible. According to Travel and Leisure Magazine.
Oh, like, what would they know?
Of the 50 states.
Wait, there's 50 states now?
Yeah, 50, yes.
That's a lot of states.
Concussion protocol. We haven't called for that in a while. According to these people,
yeah.
What is the ultimate state, the ultimate destination for pizza lovers? You will never guess this state. What is the, according to Travel and Leisure Magazine, which state in the union they label as the ultimate destination for pizza lovers?
Like,
name the state.
Go there for pizza, are they saying, or just people in this state rate their pizza higher than other states?
Well, that's a very good question. Actually, this is the number of pizzerias per 100,000 residents.
Wow.
The number of pizzerias per 100,000 residents. So, in other words, they have a lot of pizzerias depending on the number of people that live in their state.
Huh.
We have a
lot around here, I will say. I will say...
He'll never guess this. He's never going to guess this.
Well, now I've got to.
Da, 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 da,
I don't
da,
think I will
da,
guess
da,
it. Da, da, I am going da, to say...
Da, 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 da,
what's the ridiculous... Idaho! Idaho has
No. We'll give you one more try. No.
Right.
Not Idaho.
New Mexico. Trying to go obscure. Lesser. Lesser population.
You're at the wrong end of the country.
Oh, no.
Da, da, da. We'll give you another guess. Da, dee, dum. Da, dee, dee.
Well, we could go either. We'll go North Carolina.
No. Like I said, you.
Massachusetts.
Okay, now you're getting hot.
Oh, Connecticut.
No.
Rhode Island.
No, wrong direction.
Vermont.
Almost there.
Maine.
Not quite. Come on, the other one up there. What's the other
New
state?
New
Hampshire.
No way.
According to these people, New Hampshire is the ultimate destination.
I never would have gotten that.
For pizza lovers.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Now, again, this is the number of pizzerias per people. Okay.
Now, I've always preferred Old Hampshire.
Now, I've never been to New Hampshire or Vermont. Bucket list. I want to go there someday. I want to drive up there. I've seen pictures. It's beautiful up there. New Hampshire, A, is not a big state.
No.
B, doesn't have a big population.
No.
You know? According to this, New Hampshire has 1,022 pizzerias.
That's a lot of pizzerias.
They're all over the place in New Hampshire. Which is crazy. I mean, there's no way you ever guess that.
Now, are they deep dish?
All kinds of pizzas.
All, right.
All kinds of pizzas, all right? How about some other states? Ohio.
That is another state.
Ohio is number two. Now, Ohio has a lot more people.
It does.
They have 4,150 pizzerias in the state of Ohio.
Woo!
Holy mackerel. Delaware. I was just in Delaware last week. Delaware is third. All right. They have, well, per 100,000 residents, they have 32 and a half pizzerias.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't go to any of them last week. I was just there. Now, this is interesting. Guess who's fourth?
Pennsylvania. We do have a lot.
Our state has 4,060 pizzerias. Did you know that? And maybe 400 of them are in State College. Okay.
It's a lot.
We got a lot of pizzerias around here, don't we?
There's some really good ones.
You know,
but yeah, we've got a lot.
Different kinds of pizzas and so on. Now, what's interesting, before we take a break, they also break this down by the average cost of a pizza in these places.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. In New Hampshire, the average cost of a whole pizza, like a cheese pizza, like a regular pizza, $15.74 for a pizza. In Ohio, it's about the same, $15.89 for a pizza. Delaware, $15.70 for a pizza. For some reason, they did not give a figure for Pennsylvania.
Huh.
I'm going to guess higher.
I would guess that.
Because
as well.
I've bought a pizza somewhat recently.
Yeah.
And, folks, I remember the days before COVID. Now, I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, how much do you want for that pizza?
Yep.
Wait a minute. A few years ago, that was the price for the pizza. Now, it was like, boing! But Pennsylvania has over 4,000 pizzerias. Isn't that amazing? All right. There we go. We've made your day. News from the world of food. All right, we're going to take a break. Going to come back. We've got our sports segment. Later on, of course, we're going to talk politics. It's impossible almost not to anymore. Our conversation about free speech yesterday, I thought was fascinating. If you missed it, it's on our website. We'll mention that later. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Let's take a break, go get a pizza, and we will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And, yep, this is the time where we take a check of the sports scene. And, man, is there a lot going on in the wide world of sports. Penn State senior running back Nicholas Singleton and classmate defensive tackle Zane Durant have been named preseason Walter Camp first team All-Americans. That is a big deal. Penn State redshirt junior offensive guard Vega Ioane is a second team Walter Camp preseason All-American. Singleton has generated a couple of 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Already in his career, Durant has had 28 career starts for the Nittany Lions and has racked up 11 tackles for a loss and 3 sacks in 2024. Iwuanye is a dominant left guard, but probably best known for going in motion.
Yes.
And if you had to pick a play, the absolute pancake of against UCLA last year in that poor defensive end that just got played over and over again is the play that stands out. So again, those three recognized on the preseason Walter Camp All-American teams. Of course, Big Ten football media days getting underway yesterday. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti addressing the media and saying the Big Ten wants to, with expansion, wants to keep automatic bids in place. Also likes the idea and is comfortable with each school being able to allocate in the Big Ten its revenue share to the student athletes in the way that it best sees fit. Some very interesting discussions yesterday. Today is Penn State Day, if you will. Now, it's not just Penn State. Again, 18 schools over 3 days. So you have 6 schools being featured each of the 3 days. But Penn State will be among the 6 teams featured today. Penn State head coach James Franklin will be at the podium at 3:45 this afternoon. He'll be the final coach to talk today to the media. And the 3 Penn State players out there, Nick Dawkins, Zakee Wheatley, and Drew Aller, will also be made available to the media today out in Las Vegas. First time that Las Vegas has hosted Big Ten football media days. Penn State women's basketball coach Carolyn Keeger announcing the addition of Victoria Ranislavovich, or something like that. Terrific guard from Switzerland. She has one of the youngest players to ever be on the national Swiss team. She has a remarkable international resume to her credit. For the under 20 Division B team, she had averaged 23.8 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game, along with 3 assists. She made her debut with the senior national team at the Eurobasket qualifiers this year, and she helped lead the team to its first European Championship final since 1956. Whoa. And appeared in 6 games. She averaged 6.7 points, 0.8 rebounds, and 1.2 assists per game as one of the youngest players on the Swiss national team. Youngest ever. Youngest this year, but one of the youngest ever to be on the national team. So both basketball teams at Penn State getting an international flair.
Yeah,
here,
really.
Heading into next season. Also, more preseason accolades for Penn State student-athletes. Women's volleyball players Izzy Stark and Kennedy Martin have been named the AVCA Player of the Year preseason watch list. Stark was named the Freshman of the Year both in the Big Ten and nationally last season after she led the conference with 1,372 total assists. And she was top 15 in the country with 10.89 assists per set. And Kennedy Martin is the transfer from Florida who was a first-team All-American last season as she averaged 6.28 points per set, which was tops in the nation. Those two leading a Penn State team that will be looking for a second straight national championship in the upcoming season. Former Penn State hockey player Tyler Parkett has signed for the East Coast Hockey League's Wheeling Nailers. Paquette played 5 seasons with the Nittany Lions And as a forward, in 143 games, recorded 27 goals, 21 points, or 48 career points, 21 points last season. Also had 51 blocked shots. He is the first player to sign for the Nailers this summer. The Pennsylvania Football News is out with its preseason high school football rankings. And in the 6A, it's State College, coming in at number 5 in the preseason rankings. Absolute shocker. Out of nowhere, here comes St. Joseph's Prep as the preseason number 1. Everybody.
That's not the local St. Joseph's.
No. They have just been a powerhouse for years and years. They are the preseason number 1, and equally shocking, out of nowhere comes LaSalle in at number 2.
No.
Pittsburgh Central Catholic is 3rd and Harrisburg 4th. And again, State College checking in at number 5. Congratulations to Eastside for winning the Pennsylvania 11U Little League Baseball Championship in the championship game at Montressor Field in State College last night. Eastside defeated Hollidaysburg 7-4 to win the championship. The 12U tournament, and that's the little leaguers that are playing to get into the regional tournament and ultimately would like to get to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. I think they are down down to 8 teams. Today it'll be Butler Township taking on Hermitage. Hollidaysburg is still in this thing. I think they this afternoon will play Keystone. Morrisville will take on Penridge today. Those are all games in the loser's bracket, so they're needing wins to keep going in the tournament. And the two teams that are undefeated to this point through the first couple of rounds of the tournament, Abington and Glenmore. And I think they play, I think that's the final game today at 7 o'clock. They will square off this evening. Also, how about your State College Spikes? They are rolling. Manny Jackson and Dan Talkin both drove in 4 runs and hit their second home runs of the season as the Spikes, in a wild one, defeated the Keys in Frederick 16-12 last night.
Football game.
The 28 combined runs tie the Spikes record for total runs in a game, which was set last year against Frederick.
Oh, okay.
So these two teams like to put on high-scoring performances for the fans. This one was in Frederick. The Spikes win it, though. That is 5 straight wins now for the Spikes. Skyler Reidinger got the win in relief for State College. He delivered 2 scoreless innings in which he allowed 1 hit and 1 walk while striking out 2. The Spikes now return home and will kick off a 5-game homestand with the first of 3 against the Trenton Thunder this evening. Game time is set for 6:35 at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Boy, baseball is a funny little game. The Pittsburgh Pirates hit 8 doubles in last night's game. Wow. And had 5 players with multi-hit games in an 8-5 win over the Detroit Tigers. Spencer Horwitz is having himself a series here against Detroit. Horwitz, Brian Reynolds, and Tommy Pham each had 3 hits and 2 RBI for Pittsburgh last night. Mitch Keller allowed 3 runs on 6 hits in 6 innings. He gets the victory. The question is, was that his final victory and final appearance in a Pirates uniform? Could be. The trade deadline is looming at the end of the month. There is a lot of speculation around Mitch Keller. A lot of teams would like to get Mr. Keller into that rotation for the stretch run. These would be teams that, you know, we call contenders in Major League Baseball,
yes,
of which the Pirates are not. Pittsburgh will look for the sweep, though, of the 3-game series against the best team in the American League record-wise, the Detroit Tigers, this afternoon. First pitch is set for 12:35. Airtime will be at 12:10 today, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Bailey Falter will go for the Bucks, and the Tigers will counter with Troy Melton, who will be making his major league debut for the Tigers. The Philadelphia Phillies topped the Red Sox 4-1 last night. Christopher Sanchez getting the victory with a complete game four-hitter. Sanchez struck out 12 and did not allow a walk in his nine innings. Sanchez is now 9-2 on the season with a 2.4 earned run average. Huh. So a low ERA and a winning record, 9-2. Huh, that's just an interesting concept. Paul Skeens is scratching his head a bit. Catcher's interference call, by the way, last night gave the Phillies what would turn out to be their winning run. The second run in the bottom of the first, just bizarre. Two innings in a row where there was a catcher's interference.
What the heck?
That led to a Phillies run. Just don't see that very often. That was a unique play. The one in the first inning yesterday, I think it was Harper, Bryce Harper, that was on third. And he was trying to steal home. And actually, if not for the catcher's interference call, I think he was safe anyway. I think he had a home stolen. But the catcher leaps up and trying to make the tag, but the batter obviously had no chance. I mean, it was a pitch, and so catcher's interference for a second straight inning called against the Red Sox, and ultimately, again, it gave Philadelphia its second run. They win the game 4-1 last night. Just interesting little things going on. Nick Castellanos had an RBI single. Both Kyle Schwarber and Max Kepler homered for Philadelphia. The Phillies remain a half game in front of the Mets atop the National League East. The Pittsburgh Steelers report to training camp in La Trobe today. Aaron Rodgers, he's a quarterback. He'll be making his first appearance at La Trobe, and the Steelers will begin their quest with some excitement and a lot of questions about how things will come together or possibly not come together in the upcoming season. Yeah, let the fun begin. We'll see how it all plays out. Boy, there's this football season, both NCAA and NFL, is going to be fun. There's just a lot of really intriguing storylines to follow in the upcoming season. Philadelphia Eagles, by the way, reported yesterday to the NovaCare Complex and will hold their first preseason practice today. They are the defending Super Bowl champions, and they are expected to be strong contenders again in the upcoming season. And George Pickens, now a former Steeler, with the Dallas Cowboys. They have some drama of their own going on.
Oh, plenty of
drama. With their owner and one Micah Parsons, the former Nittany Lion, in a bit of a contract dispute. George Pickens, though, was not happy in Pittsburgh, of course. Not happy with the offense. And asked yesterday, as the Cowboys get their preseason underway, He was asked about, you know, what he's looking forward to and, you know, what he thinks of Dallas. And he said, yeah, I'm definitely excited to run better plays for sure with the Cowboys than what he was able to run with the Steelers. The question is, will he actually run the plays in Dallas? Because that was a problem. Dear George liked to take some plays off when he was in Pittsburgh, and that, as you might imagine, can cause some problems from your offense when you have players that are just like, just going to sit this play out when they're on the field and you're counting on them to fulfill a particular
role. Do what you're supposed to do, yeah.
On a given play. So we'll see how that all plays out in the upcoming season.
All right. We'll take a break here.
Yep.
We'll come back. We have open time. I've got a couple of sports things, but let's take this break right here.
Okay.
All right. We'll see if George Pickens, you know, runs his route. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, don't go away. Oh, we got some good stuff, and we'll do that when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans
live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. It's Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, we have Pirates baseball coming up this afternoon. So no Pennsylvania Sports Network for the noon hour. We'll have the beloved Buccos looking for a sweep of the Detroit Tigers.
Go figure.
After getting absolutely blown out in a three-game sweep by the Chicago White Sox. And that's baseball for you, kids. It just, they're still, 20 games below 500, for the season. But they've had these little blips where you're like, oh, that was fun. And then, you have to look at the other 75 games, and it's like, well, not all that much fun overall. But we'll take it for what it's worth. Trying to sweep the Tigers today. Again, 12:10 will be the airtime here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. After the game, we'll join Fox Sports until Jed Donahue's show at 4 o'clock with the Pennsylvania Sports Network. Because of that afternoon game for the Buccos today, we will have Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show airing at 6 o'clock. So that show normally runs from 3 to 4, but, not sure that the Buccos will be done by 3. And so 6 o'clock will be the airtime today for Jim Galati and the Keystone Sports Network with the Keystone Kickoff Show. And then we're back to Fox Sports come 7 o'clock tonight.
All right, there we go. All right, open line time, although I got a couple of sports things. But open line time here, 814-954-7266. Now, do you know this, all right, that crazy Phillies stuff with catcher interference with the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Twice now. Same catcher?
Yes, same catcher.
It was the same guy.
Is
he getting called on the carpet or something? Like, buddy, you've done this twice now.
Yeah, this one yesterday was a little, he's trying to make the play at the plate. He sees him coming. It is catcher's interference and all of that. This one, to me, a little more understandable. The run was going to score either way, whether it was, if anything, he denied Bryce Harper, a chance to have
base.
A stolen, stealing home credit for the contest. So, but yeah, that's pretty weird to get a catcher's interference and ultimately back-to-back innings, separate games, but last inning of the game the previous night and then first inning of yesterday's
game. Very weird.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
And both leading to runs. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy.
I have a quick question about you had a guest on a couple of weeks back who knew everything about the proposed roads that will be built affecting this area coming in from 322, I believe. And I didn't get his name, and I really need to try to get in touch with him for some questions.
Okay. You talking about a PennDOT guest?
I believe he had a Facebook situation. I don't think he was an official from PennDOT.
Okay. So
are you talking about the guy with the trains?
The guy with the
advocating for the trains?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the guy?
I believe he also knew about this road for some reason.
Well,
he's very knowledgeable.
He did some research.
Okay.
I'll have to dig for that. I don't have that off the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
Maybe when we take our next commercial break, I'll do a little digging. And we'll see if we can, and we'll say something on air, and we'll see if we can help you out.
That'd be good, because honestly, we're looking to buy a house in Bowlesburg, and I don't want to buy something and then have it, looking out of a road that's proposed, you know?
Well, I mean, have you checked the PennDOT website? Because there's a lot of information there about where this new road, where they would like it to go, and so on. Maps and, I don't know, I remember I went to that event over at Mountain View Golf Club. When was that? That was many weeks ago now, where they had videos and the whole nine yards. I'm assuming you didn't see any of that information, I guess, right?
I haven't, and I'll go look at it now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, so I was going to say, do a little PennDOT or do a little web searching for PennDOT, and there's a website page dedicated to this project. And I have to assume that there's a lot of information, because it's public, a lot of information loaded on that website. You should be able to, wherever you're thinking about a property and so on, you should be able to, figure out, okay, we're fine, or, this is not good. So see if you can find that as well.
All right, I really appreciate it, and you guys have a great show.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the phone call.
All right. 814-954-7266. All right, you're Mr. State College football announcer dude, guy.
Oh, boy.
Number five in the state, 6A, according to Pennsylvania Football News. Yay or nay?
Yeah, it's interesting because every year obviously is a little different. They lost some key components to both sides of the ball last year. Lose your starting quarterback, Ty Salazar, who goes down as the all-time leading receiver. It's a lot of talent that they're replacing. I will say that the line play, and you talk to any football coach and any football expert, where does it all start? It starts up front. You got it. Well, they're strong up front. They've got a lot returning on both lines. That offensive line in particular should be stout. And they're getting Deontay Sheffy back. He went to the Harrisburg, and now he's back with State College for the upcoming season. Terrific running back. So their run game, you would think, is going to be very strong in the upcoming season. And listen, their talent is rarely a huge problem at State College. It's just a big school district. There's a lot of
A lot of guys
and a lot of athletic backgrounds within the families that tend to matriculate toward the State College area. So, I have not sat here and looked at all of the different teams across the state. The usual suspects are there in the top four ahead of State College. But State College is just at a place right now under Matt Lintel where they're consistently really good. Some years maybe a little better, a little more firepower, or a little better line play than other years, but pretty rare under Lintel that, like, they just have this thing humming where they're going to be very good year in and year out. Again, maybe you have a year where you're down and a year where you're exceptional, and I think a couple of years was one of those years for State College. Some of it is just you got to see how some things come together, and sometimes things start to click, and it's like, oh, this might be better than we were expecting. But generally, State College is never a surprise under Matt Lintel if State College is in the state quarterfinals. It's just almost expected now with that program. So. Again, I haven't sat down and looked overall. I do think their line is really good, and they should be very competitive in the mid-10, as they usually are.
And if you could just get the Catholic schools out of the way.
Well, it's just a different... they're just operating with a different... it's just not equal footing.
I haven't heard an update on that lately about splitting public and private into separate categories. Haven't heard an update on that yet. Our friend Doug Dyke from Baldy Galeria, he's big on this. He's championed. Scott Conklin, local state representative, he's big on this. Haven't had an update on that lately. Of course, they would be nice if they could pass a state budget.
Okay. Well, they're
still waiting
that.
For us.
Sure.
We might touch on that a little bit later on. All right, before we'll take a break, all right? Big Ten football media days this week. Not in Chicago. No, they're out in Las Vegas. Very nice.
Yeah.
Tony Petitti, that's just fun to say, the Big Ten or Big 18 commissioner, he's obviously big on a 16-team playoff, and what he wants is he wants four Big Ten teams getting automatic berths to this gig.
As well as four from the SEC, two each from the ACC and Big 12, and then four at-large bids.
Can they muscle this through? I mean, the Big 12 and ACC are like, wait a minute, we only get two?
They could get more with the at-large bids. When you look at the
Big Ten could get at-large bids.
Yep. When you look at the competitive nature, I could make the argument either way.
Now,
Big Ten and the SEC are right now what drive college athletics and college football for sure. I mean, they just are. ACC and Big 12 are very good in their own right, but I mean the those are your two superpower conferences. If you want to say there's four or five power conferences, I don't know if we can really put the Pac-12 in power conference mode. Could debate that, but clearly your two most powerful conferences. No doubt about it, Big Ten and SEC, and they are largely driving the ship now. Now, what's interesting is when those two are butting heads a little bit, all right, who, how do things ultimately settle there? And they're butting heads a little bit on this expanded 16-team format and what the playoff equation should be.
Now, three at-large bids. Now, one of those is Notre Dame. So, essentially, it's two at-large bids. Because all
Notre Dame is good enough, yes.
Well, okay. Well, they seem to be pretty good right now.
Right now.
All right. They're not bad. I'm seeing, Marcus Freeman, their coach, I'm seeing him on all kinds of television shows. He's, like, everywhere. I've seen him on multiple television shows. He's, like, making the rounds. So, if Notre Dame even has just a really good team, right there is one of the three at-larges. So then who are the other two? Can they, four automatic berths, can they muscle that through? Four, that's a lot. I think it's a lot. I mean, right now the automatic berth is what? One, correct?
Yeah, the play-in games would make it, I will say, from the SEC and the Big Ten, would be exciting television, and I think the fans in general, certainly fans of the conferences, would, I think Petitti was right yesterday. Like, those would be big time draws and would get a lot of eyeballs to the TV sets. So, we'll see how it all.
Which is the whole point, right?
Absolutely.
Eyeballs.
Or if
TV
not to the TV set, at least to the streaming service.
Yeah, or your phone or something.
One of the things that I do. Just sitting back and looking big picture stuff, one of the things that is truly fascinating to me is if you were able to do your time travel machine and go back, let's say 20 years ago, and I told you, hey, in 2025, the Big Ten, the transfer portal stuff and the paying the players, like, it'd be hard to get your mind around that. USC is in the Big Ten. It's like, wait, what? Also, the idea that Big Ten football media days would be in Las Vegas, and even more than that, they talked about it yesterday. The Big Ten women's basketball tournament will be going to Las Vegas. I think it's in 2027, and then the men's tournament the following year in 2028. I'm just telling you, 20 years ago, if we had said, just so you know, there's going to be, in the future, Big Ten basketball tournaments in Las Vegas. Like, well, no, they wouldn't allow that. They would never allow that. Las Vegas is where gambling happens. Now, the whole concept of gambling being opened up the way it is, but the idea of a conference tournament basketball championship being played in Las Vegas would have been thought preposterous and impossible. A mere 20, maybe even 10 years 10. Ago, but certainly 20 years ago. It's like, well, no, that's not going to happen. And it's happening.
Well, the Big 18 has teams east of Las Vegas.
Yep.
Now they have teams west of Las Vegas.
Yep.
Las Vegas is actually central now, which that's what I can't wrap my brain around.
Yep.
The Big 10, the Big 18 is a national conference.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, the SEC can't say that no matter what. They're not a national conference. You can say the Big 18 is a national conference. Now, you could maybe say the same thing about, and this is hilarious, the Atlantic Coast Conference. Okay, they've got Western teams. Folks, we're all going bananas, right? Let's take a break. We're all going crazy. We're blowing up. Anyway, we're going to come back. We got some political talk. Oh, for goodness sakes, are you kidding? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. All right, buckle your seatbelt. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, real quick, for our caller from a few minutes ago, all right, he was looking for information about the new road, Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills, and all that sort of stuff. Now, he's probably discovered this already. You can do a web search. The fancy term, it's called the State College Connector. All right, that's sort of the PennDOT's name for this road, the State College Connector. So if you do a little web searching, they've got a whole website filled with information there. Now, our guest was John Gardner. He has a website called CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org, and he's got a lot of information. Now, here's one thing. Go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk Interviews page. Scroll down. Now, you want to know if time flies? We just had John in here. The caller said a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was on June 5th.
Ugh.
Holy smokes. So scroll down to find June 5.
Wow.
And you can listen to our chat with John. That was a very interesting interview. If you listen to the interview, I mentioned there that I went to that public meeting or gathering. Well, not a meeting, really. It was a gathering showing information.
A get-together.
And I bump into this guy, and all he wants to talk about is trains. We need more trains. And I remember the conversation I had with this fellow. I'm like, buddy, no. No. All right? Trains are nice. That's not going to solve our problem. Well, it turns out that was John. And so he puts this website together, CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org. It's a very good website, and John made very compelling arguments that day. If you want to hear it, go to our website, 987thefox.info, Let's Talk Interviews page, scroll down a bit to June 5, and you can hear our chat with John. All right, so there you go. If you want some more information on that, still a long way to go with that project. I mean, again, the PennDOT guests that we've had on, until total completion, 8 to 10 years. 8 to 10 years for that thing to be totally done. And there's a lot to do before they ever get to that point. So, good. The gentleman just said, yeah, I'm buying a piece of property. He's wondering where a road's going to go. Now, I would think whoever's selling him the property would tell him, yeah, a new road may be going through here. That would be, you know, a real estate agent or something. I would assume they would do that, but anyway. So there's all the information on that. And at some point, we'll probably do another interview. PennDOT's local office is actually in Clearfield. And so we'll probably do another interview, like give us an update, what's going on right now, that sort of stuff. That might be further into the fall. All right. That's got a ways to go. Okay. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. There's so many different things to talk about here.
Can we go to a local issue? Because there's a few things on the local front. And I genuinely, listen, we have had issues over the years where I'm like, I don't get the issue here. And then we've had people call in and sometimes I still don't get it. And other times I'm like, okay, I understand it now. And thank you for explaining. I think I understand what they're saying. I just, at the end of the day, I'm not sure I understand what the actual problem, if it even is a problem, or issue is here. But as anybody who has listened to me over the years knows, parking is the bane of my existence. It is just...
Or lack thereof.
It just has been... I just don't understand the whole ticketing for parking and just the number of issues I've had with different parking, I'll put air quotes, problems over the years. I just the enforcement of the parking drives me bonkers, and it is... I've just had many frustrating experiences. State College, if you look at various local news sources, Borough Council Monday approved this pilot program that will extend the 90-minute meters. I'm not exactly sure how many there are of those. But there's a bunch in downtown State College. And this program will take those 90-minute meters and make them 120-minute meters. So 2 hours now instead of an hour and a half that you can legally park in these spaces between, I think it's just from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., so kind of during the business day. So they only want you parking in these particular spaces for 2 hours. Apparently there has been a problem since they've gone to the mobile app opportunities where people are parking there all day and then they can sit in their office and after the hour and a half is up, they hit the information and put more money in and it's like, nope, I'm going to stay there for another hour and a half, and they do it. And so they're there all day. I think I get it as far as it goes. They want that street parking to turn over. But I guess my question is, how big of a deal is that really? What does it matter? There's a limited number of parking spaces, and I don't know what the number is. I'm sure somebody somewhere with Borough Council or with the borough staff knows the number, but between the parking garages, the parking lots, and the parking spaces on the street, there is X number of spaces. And again, I have no idea what that number
is. X is.
What they want people to do is to go to the parking garages, not these parking spaces, if they're going to be long-term parking. Long-term by the borough is over 2 hours.
Apparently.
Again, Ironhead, you're just being an idiot. Obviously, you need the street parking for this reason. If I'm going downtown, and, right, one of the inconveniences you know going downtown, and it's in any downtown, is you don't know if you're going to, like, let's say I'm going to Rapid Transit, and... Man, I want to park right in front of Rapid Transit. Oh, doggone it, there's no spot there. Well, you pull around the block. Well, so you find a spot as close as you can. I guess my question is, what does it matter whether somebody is taking up a street parking space all day or a garage parking space? There's still the same number of total spaces available. And if I drive around a block and it's like, nope, no street parking, I'll go to the garages. The garages are fairly equal distanced. And with the parking lot component to it as well, I just, And I think in the one story, Ezra Naines, the State College mayor, is like, well, all right, but after 2 hours, like, they could just come down and move their car to another street parking space. And they're like, well, yeah, they could do that, but that would be okay because it would open up space. We'd get turnover. I'm like, well, you're not really getting turnover there. It's one one parking space for another. Like, I mean, I guess, yes, that particular space, you could possibly get a second different car in. You're getting the exact same amount of money whether that car stays in that space and pays and stays there all day, and this next car coming down goes to this other space. I'm not understanding.
I think I got it. All right. Now, first off, and I actually don't mind walking a little bit to a store.
It depends on, in theory, I'm with you. There are times where it's like, all right, I have 10 minutes. I'm trying to squeeze this in. I've got to get back to work, or I've got a meeting here. I want to get this done. Here's an opportunity. And it's like, there's no parking right where I need it. And again, it happens. And there are times where it's like, oh, this is unbelievable. Parking spot right where I need it. Boom, boom, boom. Fantastic. Got everything done.
What a great day.
Yes.
There we go. I think, if I understand this properly, the biggest problem here is that a lot of these spaces are being taken by people who either work at Penn State or work at downtown businesses.
Yes.
In other words, they're not customers. They're people who work there.
Right.
And the borough fathers and mothers, whatever you want to call them, that's up to you, they want more customers taking those spaces because then they allegedly get out of their vehicle, go into a business, spend money, turn around, leave, that sort of stuff, rather than employees taking those spaces and then coming out every, 90 minutes and, putting more quarters in, or they've got this app thing and they pop it in so I get to stay longer and so on. I think that's the issue. Now, do they need a new employee parking lot? I don't know. I'm not sure where you'd put it. Good luck with that. But I think that's the issue. They want more customers, not employees, taking those spaces. There it is.
What does it, but my question is still, so that they will still be taking spaces in downtown State College. They want them to go to the garage, and that's fine, I guess, as far as it goes. But now that space in the garage is taken up. The garages are more likely to be full, and there are, I don't know if they've done studies, but there's a percentage of folks that's like, I don't want to do the street parking. I want to do the garage because I know then where the car is. I know there's going to be spaces. If everybody that works at Penn State and in downtown goes to the garages, I'm guessing they would get pretty full pretty quickly. And I at the end of the day, again, there's a finite number of spaces between the two. I'm just not understanding what it matters if the space being taken up is in a garage, a parking lot, or along the street. It's still a spot that is being taken up, and there's still the other spots that are available.
I'm guessing here. Most customers want to get a space close to where they're going. A parking garage is far away, or farther away. And so they want to free up the street side spaces for customers, not for employees.
I also, the 2 hours,
that's a guess.
Yes, but again, there's no guarantee that your timing, I mean, I guess I get that as far as it goes. You're just kind of at the whim of timing and whether or not you get good luck or not, at least is the way I see it. The 2 hours is also, the 90 minutes and or 2 hours also just seems curious to me. If you are going down, for example, for a specific event, let's say you're going down to see a band play. Now, I guess this is just 10 to 5. So as I'm thinking it through, I'll withdraw my comment on the band because probably not a lot of bands Monday to Friday that you're dying to see that are playing. If it was Ireland, maybe so. There's not a lot of bands playing that I'm aware of in the middle of the afternoon, weekdays, at local establishments. But if you go down and you are doing dine-in eating, and let's say you don't get the space right next to your spot, so it's, you know, 5 minute, 10 minute walk, if you're somebody that moves a little slower, and we have a lot of those people that live in this neck of the woods. Well, if it's, yep, I get it, it's more inconvenient now to walk longer, but again, no guarantee with this timing that, I guess more likely maybe that there are spaces closer to where you're trying to get to. But if you go and you get not ideal service, it's a little slower service, it's can be an hour or more for a dine-in eating experience. Well, if you're trying to run a couple of errands, let's say while I'm here, I want to get to the bank and I want to get shopping. Well, that 2 hours goes by pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I get the turnover. I also think if you're trying to get people downtown, a lot of them are probably trying, man, I'd like to get all of my downtown things done for the month or for a period of time on the day that I'm going down. It seems like 2 hours is kind of limiting the opportunity for those people. I would advocate for 3 hours. And actually, I would just advocate that you just, again, there's a finite number of spaces. Those spaces are being taken up no matter where people are parking. There's still X amount of spaces available, X amount of spaces taken. I'm not sure that having the garages full is necessarily better for visitors to downtown. Also, you know, maybe Penn State, you could add some parking. That's another story.
A thought. All right. We'll take a break here in a moment. Nobody knows this. How many people avoid downtown State College simply because of parking issues?
Well, I do think it is a challenge for downtown because of the amount of readily available free parking at various establishments throughout the area, the immediately surrounding State College area. And yeah, if your choice is, and you know, money and convenience is important, well, I can go to place X. Don't want to necessarily give free plug for anybody, but if this place has free parking, I can walk right in, and then there's another shopping establishment that I can go grab some items, and all of that will cost me nothing, and it doesn't matter whether I spend 15 minutes or 3 hours there. Yeah, versus downtown where I got to worry about, man, I got to keep an eye on the clock. I got to make sure I didn't get the parking spot I hoped for. Now I got to walk to the other end of town to get, that's just an inherent disadvantage. I'm not exactly sure what you do to combat that, that element. That's just a challenge with downtown.
I mean, you go just about anywhere else, Patton Township, I'm thinking shopping areas and
College Township,
free parking. Go to the Nittany Mall, free parking. Walmart, free parking. Nice big parking lot.
Yep.
Well, in State College downtown, no, there's no space. Can't do it. So they're stuck. Here's a crazy thought. They should pull the plug on that app. Pull the plug on the app. Because now you've made it so simple for these people to extend their parking space. I was on the Penn State campus yesterday.
So you want to make it more inconvenient for people to visit State College. I'm not sure that's quite the right thing.
I was on the Penn State campus yesterday for an activity. I was involved with something. And the activity went long. Okay? And, I pull in a parking space, nice parking lot. And of course, you got to pay for it. And they've got an app with a code. So I scan the code. I put in my information. I put down for an hour because I figured that's all the longer this is going to be. Well, it turned out it went longer than that. Okay. And I'm thinking, okay, I've heard about the Penn State parking people and they're like, you know, really crazy and they'll give me a ticket if I'm 1 minute late and all that sort of stuff. So I pull out this app and there's a button you can extend. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boop. I hit the extend button and I bought another hour. And then everything was fine.
Yeah.
All right. Pull the plug on your app. You make it a lot more tougher for some of these employees to say, okay, maybe I really need to go park somewhere else because they want customers coming to Downtown State College. That's what they want. No offense to the employees.
I'm
not you.
I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. I'm just not sure that this, in and of itself, creates that opportunity. Maybe it does. Again, it's just, admittedly, guesswork on my part. But I'm not sure. Generally speaking, when you go downtown, I think most folks know, and again, different people are obviously facing different circumstances. If you're young and healthy and your legs are fine and that, man, walking a couple of blocks, like you said, on a nice day, man, absolutely. Now, if it's a rainy day, even if you're healthy and your legs are just like, well, I don't want to necessarily have to walk all that distance, but, generally speaking, it's okay. Well, I know I can park in the garage. If those garages get full, if there's just all kinds of street parking opportunities, maybe that works. The one thing I would be curious to know, and I don't know if there is any way to really track this because it just seems like there's nobody around when you need them around. And again, I know that's not true either, but the number of times I have gone downtown and you're driving along Beaver Avenue or college less so, Beaver a good bit, and West College more so, like past Atherton, West College. The number of cars that seem to think, you know what, yes, this is a lane of traffic, but I want to just stop in here. And they throw on their flashers,
yes.
And they'll just park on the road.
Yes.
And it's, well, I'm just going to be a few minutes. A few minutes? This is a thoroughfare.
Yes.
Cars travel. Oh, but they can go into the other lane. No. It's a two-lane road for a reason. Uh-huh. Well, but the parking would be inconvenient. Yes, but you know what's even more inconvenient is when you park on a road that people are trying to use, and now a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And we don't seem to do...
No.
I don't know. Maybe
that
maybe the police have numbers that would dispute this. I never see anybody get cited for that. I never see it. Now, it must happen.
I hope so.
Man, when I'm driving around, there's never anybody around, and there's been a couple of times, and I'm not like yelling at the people. I'm like, excuse me, just so you know, you're not allowed to park there.
Yes.
You can't do what you're doing. And usually I get a wave and it's, oh yeah, I'm just going to be a minute. It's,
yeah, wave.
Well, no, but even if you're going to be just a minute, you can't park in the middle of the road.
All
and
right.
People seem to not understand that. For
Let's
some
take
reason.
A break. Yeah, a wave solves everything. No, it doesn't.
Oh yeah, no, I know I'm not supposed to park here, but I'm doing it.
I'm waving.
Me know. I already know that, but I don't care because I'm very important and I don't care if I'm inconveniencing you and everybody else that wants to use this for what it's supposed to be used for. You self-important jerks.
I'm well right there with you. All right, we got to take a break. We're way off schedule.
Yeah.
You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. All right, you fired up yet? Oh, just wait. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now.
DebtFix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for DebtFix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday. Jeff and Scott with you. And again, we love hearing from you. The phone line is open at 814-954-7266. Stop parking in the middle of the road.
Or at least
come on,
kids. Or partially to the side of the road.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Scott.
Howdy.
I'm putting you in this category, Jeff. Vin Scully, Bob Uecker, Bob Prince, and then you.
Wow.
Now, what I would like you to do, Jeff, with your almighty sports power is, this has been bugging me for many, many years. I'm a former umpire, not in major leagues, but in my own way, I think I was a pretty good umpire. One thing that's always bugged me is I always hear catcher's interference. It is not catcher's interference. It's catcher's obstruction. Offensive players create, base runner can create interference. A defensive player creates an obstruction. And why they've never changed that in the rule book, I don't know. Or maybe it's changed and they just keep referring to it in that manner. But that is an incorrect terminology.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
That makes perfect sense.
It is obstruction. Yes. Yep.
And they always do that. I don't know why, but maybe the rule book says differently, but it's been that way for so long, they just keep referring to it. Two other real quick points. Number one, Jeff probably didn't know this, but back in my day, I was such a footballer at State High. One season, I led the team in yardage receptions for 3.5 minutes.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I caught
a pass for second play of the game, opening game. I caught a pass for 4 yards, and I was actually leading the team in receptions.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'm expecting a call from the Center County Hall of Fame any day.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. And one other thing. This is cute, and Jeff, you'll remember far enough back this. I was pretty good friends with the late Jim, oh my God, the football coach went out of my head.
Jim Williams?
Jim Williams, yes. And I said to him one time with regards to when he left to go to Penn State, and I said, Jim, congratulations. This is obviously not a parallel move, but I just got a question, like, why did you leave State High, or what prompted you to leave? And he said, it's very simple. I ran out of Sueys and Sectors.
Yep,
we're going back a ways now. Okay. Whoa.
Have a good week.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks
very
for the
much.
Call. Sueys and Sefters. Yeah, we're going back a ways now.
Yeah.
Anyway, some interesting good memories there. All right.
Yeah, at some point I think you'll hear Jason Nickel make a similar comment about running out of Cunninghams and Sandersons.
There you go.
With the current State High wrestling program. But yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
All right, here's our number again. 814-954-7266. All right. All this stuff. Okay, what do you got?
Just real quick. Okay. I just want to make sure get it in. It's National Lemon Day. My kiddo loves to eat lemons.
Oh.
Like, and he eats.
Eats them?
Well, it turns out the rind is actually really healthy for you. Now, not as great for your teeth, but yeah, when he was younger, like, we would give him the lemons. Now, he started out just eating the inside, and then somewhere we read or he tried it, and then we looked it up, and it's like, well, no, the rind is actually pretty healthy for you. Again, moderation. National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Ooh, I got
is
that.
Today.
Okay.
So go celebrate. A little hot fudge on that vanilla ice cream wouldn't hurt a darn thing. And it is also National Gorgeous Grandma Day. All you gorgeous grannies out there, gather around and celebrate. Just wanted to get that in.
Who comes up with this stuff?
The gorgeous grandma.
Gorgeous Grandma Day? Now, the lemon thing, there are a lot of recipes with lemon zest.
Yes.
So that would be.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
So it is healthy, and it's got some flavor to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd sit there and just eat it.
I'm with you.
Your kid is weird.
Well, there's...
That's a little strange. Anyway,
he takes after dad.
Holy mackerel. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have a whole lot of time left, actually. There's so much stuff in D.C., it's slowly driving us all crazy, isn't it? We're all going berserk. We're all going bananas here. Here's just a couple, all right? Republicans in the House want to rename the Kennedy Center Opera House for Melania Trump. It would be, I guess, the Melania Trump Opera House. Now, does that mean, is she an opera aficionado? Probably not. Is she a big singer? No. Is she the president's wife? Oh, yeah, there it is. Why? Now, it says House Republicans want to do this. I don't know. Congressman Glenn Thompson's our local congressman, obviously. I think they're in session at least for one more day down in D.C. today.
Yep.
And then they get to go home early or something like that. I would just say, you know, I don't know what the congressman's opinion on this. I have no idea. We didn't bring this one up. It's just like, why? Why are we going, not we, why are they going out of their way to stick their finger into other people's eye? I don't get it. Just leave it. The Kennedy Center Opera House. Just, that's it. Now, I know Mrs. Trump is a big supporter of the arts. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. That doesn't mean that she needs an opera house name for her. What? There's the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, and now allegedly Barack Obama was behind this. All right? And they're going to bring charges. And I've heard the word traitor mentioned. I'm thinking, oh, for goodness sake, seriously? I mean, really? It's one man's opinion, okay? First off, nothing is going to come of this because they won't be able to definitively prove it. They just won't. I don't care what files Pam Bondi has or what's her name, the national security, Tulsi Gabbard, whatever stuff. That's never going to stick. And then, of course, there's all this Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Oh, for goodness sakes. Now, first off, whatever information they have, Jeffrey Epstein was this super rich financier guy who, frankly, was a pervert. All right, and he did despicable things. He was so rich, he owned an island in the Caribbean where they brought young women and did terrible things, you know, girls and really bad stuff. This guy was bad news, okay? He gets arrested, he gets jailed, he allegedly commits suicide. We're still arguing about that. Did they have a video? Look, there's a video. No, the video's doctored back and forth and back and forth. All right. And there's these alleged files with Trump, which Trump and company for a while. Hey, we got the files. Oh, we're going to cut them loose. Pam Bondi. Oh, I've got the files on my desk. She says this in like March or whatever it was. Got the files on my desk. Yep. We're going to probably do something with those. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, they do an about face. There's nothing really there. Okay. And Democrats have found something to run with. Oh, I knew it. All right. There's guilty. Trump is all through those things. We're going to nail him. We're going to nail his hide to the wall. Blah, 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 blah. If you follow national news at all, I mean, we can't get away from this now. First, there was the Kiss Cam controversy, which dominated for like almost a week.
Uh-huh.
Now we got this. Okay. Now, folks, your friend Scott here, I try to common sense everything. All right? Let's common sense our way through this before we take a break. First off, these files aren't new. They've been floating around for 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it's been. All right? If whatever is in these files, if Donald Trump was all over these files, like he did this, he did this, he did that, he went to the island, why didn't Joe Biden and company do something with that in the 4 years they were in charge? Wouldn't you have run with that? Come on, of course you would. All right, when Donald Trump was not just going to go away, he was going to do a resurgence, which he did. You say, hey, we got the Epstein files. Look, Trump, 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 Trump. If something was in there, they would have done something by now. Now, if there are such files, and there is damning information in there, it's going to be about a lot of people, right? Common sense, right? Like Bill Clinton, maybe? Maybe his name is littered all through these files. And so this back and forth stuff, yeah, we got some stuff. Nah, it's a nothing burger. There's not really anything there. Now, again, MAGA Republicans are outraged. We want to see what's in the files. Donald Trump's like, nah, there's nothing there. Why are you wasting Pam Bondi's time? There's nothing there. Let's move on. Folks, you getting a headache yet? We're the regular folks, you and me. You getting a headache yet? Could we get some actual good things done? Now, should they release these files? Yes. Yes, they should. Just here they are. Boom. All right. They just did a bunch of files on Martin Luther King the other day. All the information gathered, you know, boom, they just put them out. Okay. They did something for the Kennedy assassination. Whoosh. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Can we get this over with so we can get to some stuff? I mean, and again, the what mystifies me, the Trump folks a while back, yep, we're going to, oh, we got some stuff here. Oh, get ready. Here it comes. Oh, then it's, oh, nothing there. So I can understand why Democrats, aha, see, they're hiding. I knew it. Okay, if they're hiding, then why were they hyping them earlier? Folks, are you getting a headache yet? I am. So we're going to take a break. I'm getting a headache. We wonder why the public is so pissed off about Washington, D.C. There it is. Opera houses and files. Yep, yep, yep. Nope, nope, nope. Okay, you get ticked off about parking. I get ticked off about this. There, we're even. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes to see if we can get our blood pressure up. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfont Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfont. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfont, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Let's talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, Ozzy Osbourne passing away yesterday at the age of 76 and leaves quite the legacy behind in heavy metal.
Yes. There will never be another Ozzy Osbourne. He's one of those people, the one of a kind.
Yes. Between his music and then really kind of kickstarted the reality TV show in terms of up close and personal with families. And his is still, I would rank as one of the funniest, maybe the funniest, and most unique. When that first came on the airwaves, it was an attention getter, for sure. So, yep, rest in peace to the Prince of Darkness. Again, Pirates baseball will roll your way at 12:10 today. Will be the airtime, 12:35 the first pitch, as the beloved Buccos, you know, just do what you'd expect them to do and complete a sweep of the Detroit Tigers.
What?
Are you kidding me? Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, guys. I want to hop on that little thing you just said about the Pirates there, but I got to talk about the traffic thing, too. Whenever Paul Skeens won yesterday, I posted on Facebook, can someone please save the Pirates? And here they go, and they win two straight.
Yeah.
Please help us and find a new owner. But I know you're short on time, so I'm going to touch on the traffic thing. The Uber Eats people, the Uber, the Lyft, those people are the worst with that thing, parking in the middle of the street.
Yeah, no argument. I've seen a lot of that. Yeah.
And one more, and I'll let you guys go. Bicyclists are horrible. They'll ride down the road. When it feels convenient for them, they'll go up on the sidewalk, then they'll come back onto the road. I've gotten into multiple, I wouldn't say arguments, but conversations riding along the road, talking to a bicyclist. You know you're not supposed to do that. He's like, oh, he flips me off, gives me the finger, I'll do what I want. I'm like, okay, until you get hit by a car, and then it's the car's fault.
We need to get an officer, a local officer back in here to talk about some of the rules of the road for both motorists and, yes, bicyclists. The going the wrong way on a one-way street.
Single file.
The stop sign doesn't apply to me. Yes, there is a lot of that. And listen, there's motorists doing the wrong thing too. I get it. But man, guess who wins if you're both wrong? It's going to be the vehicle.
The two-ton car, yeah.
Folks, have a great Wednesday.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.